Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Daniel chapter 2, we were taught that many people try to pray, but they're not heard. Many pray, but not to God. Or due to improper fellowship with God, He does not hear them. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Many pray today. Many religions pray today. I was traveling over in Israel about a year ago, and I noticed a man got on the side of the road and pointed his face towards Mecca and the blanket spread out there, started praying. Now, you got to admit that that's kind of impressive that he would stop on the side of the road and get out of his car and throw that blanket out because it was time to pray. The shame is that he's not praying to the God Almighty that you and I know. So many pray today, different religions pray, but there's not necessarily power with Jehovah God. Many times Christians pray, but they don't have power with God because they're regarding iniquity in their heart. Now, if you can trust somebody with a secret and they are separated, God-like people, then call on them to pray with you and make your request known. Don't just say to someone, well, look, I need you to pray. I can't tell you what, I just need you to pray for me. Daniel didn't say to his other three friends, let's get together tonight, I have an unspoken request. Will you pray for this unspoken request tonight? You see, my friend, if you can't trust someone with the information, then their prayers probably are no good. Remember, if you are one that shares the confidences and secrets of others, your prayers are not regarded by the Lord. And so, don't be the kind of Christian that spreads the downfallings and the failures of others. Now we go on and read in verse 18 here of Daniel 2. And they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Now this is their prayer request. And it is to the God of heaven, he says here in verse 18. Now, this term shows 2 Timothy 3:16-17, where it says that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That is, it's God-breathed. God is the source of the verbal inspiration of the Scriptures. Now, if God can give a dream verbatim to Daniel, that ought to also tell us that he can give to Daniel and to the other writers that he used the Scriptures word for word. He doesn't have to depend upon the personality of the writer. He just simply needs to give them the word. They just need to be holy, holy men of God, that they don't taint that which is given to them. Now, there are three books in the Old Testament. Daniel, Azariah, and Nehemiah. All three were written after the time of the Gentiles began. And in those books, that term, God of heaven, is used. It's also used in the New Testament book of Revelation. But please, don't get caught up with prophecy that you miss the spiritual principles, which are far more important. Don't miss the almightiness, the holiness, and the purity of God, especially as it relates to you and me right now. Because it does. Now, he tells them to specifically pray about this secret, that they would not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Aren't we reminded of Romans 8:31? If God be for us, who can be against us? God does not require greatness of men. Rather, he requires faithfulness of men. These are the faithful few. They remind us of Gideon's 300 men out of 32,000. 31,700 were sent home, and Gideon uses these 300 faithful men chosen of God. Well, I want to be numbered with them. You see, the majority of Christians are forgetting God. They're out on pleasure trips or sitting home watching television and not at all interested in going to the church service on Wednesday night or on a Sunday night. And they have all the excuses in the world why they aren't going to go or why they can't go. Let me put it to the Christians this way, especially you who are American Christians that are listening. You can have a favorite professional football team, or maybe it's a college team. And for the pros, it can be the Super Bowl. And for the college, it could be the championship bowl game of the year. But your favorite team is playing. And it starts just about time church is getting started. Now, my friend, if you're late for church or you don't go to church because of that football game, you have just given a very clear-cut testimony before God and heaven that you have another God that you worship. You've got something else that you put ahead of the Lord God. You say, well, you don't understand. I can go to church other Sundays, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and I go to most of those other services. Yeah, but I also understand you could video record the old football game if you wanted to. But even if you couldn't, it still comes down to a choice of who is first. My friend, you have to make that decision. Who is first with you? So again, let me say, whose side are you on? Decide that you're going to be a person who gives his all to the Lord and then is a praying saint. You see, my friend, praying pews and pure pulpits make powerful partners. Let me say that again. Praying pews, pure pulpits, make powerful partners. People often don't get anything out of a service simply because they put nothing into it. I can remember the first church I pastored, and there was a little lady that would sit on the second row. Her name was Mrs. Kane. Now, Mrs. Kane has been with the Lord for quite a few years now. But I can remember her praying, sometimes out loud while I would be preaching. And when we'd have everybody bow their heads for the invitation, sometimes you could hear her praying out loud for souls. Well, you see, my friend, I wasn't really bothered by that because it was a real and genuine desire for souls to be saved and for God to do something in the life of Christians. And, you know, she would come and seem like she got something out of the service because she put something into the service. Isn't it interesting if I said, next Saturday, or your pastor at your church says, next Saturday, we're going to have an all-day prayer meeting. Just be here at 8 o'clock, and we're going to go till 6, from 8 in the morning till 6. Don't bring food or snacks. We're going to fast the whole day. And we're going to pray. I wonder how many would show up. Someone says, well, oh, preacher, you don't understand. We live in a different age. And you're right. That is why we lack power. And the dens of iniquity are now manifested. So much so that in many places, preaching against these sins, whether it's extramarital sex, homosexual marriages, or what have you, preaching against those things are now the basis of lawsuits and court cases. And it's because we lack power with God. We have exalted things and the modern era above our Lord. We have succumbed to the age in which we live. A gentleman a few years ago was talking to me, and he said, you know what the trouble with you is? And I said, well, I wanted to know what the trouble with. I know a lot of the troubles that I have, and he probably couldn't list half of them, but nonetheless, one of the troubles that he told me I had was that I didn't believe that there had been any good Christian music written since 1950. And so I said, well, listen, I'll show you that I do. And so in church, I said to our music director in front of everybody, and I didn't call this man's name out. Maybe I should have, but I didn't. I said to the music director, have we sung, did the special choir music, has that been written in the last 5 years? Now, I knew it had been, and he gave the affirmative answer, yes. So you're saying this music was written in the last 5 years, yes. And then I turned to the people. I said, okay, here's music that was written in the last 5 years, and my sermon was prepared in the last 2 months. So, folks, you're having contemporary music and contemporary preaching. Well, some of the people laughed and snickered. And, of course, that's not what they meant by contemporary music and preaching, because the music was good music. You see, what they meant by that is that you're not of the spirit of the age. And with that, I've got to agree. I don't ever want to be the spirit of the age, whether it's church music or preaching. I don't want to be the spirit of the age. I want to be that which is holy and acceptable unto our God. You see, we allow the world to plan our services today. Do you realize in some places people stay home to protest the air conditioning? It was too cold. It was too hot. They'll protest the time of the services. And they'll stay home just to show that their disdain for this or for that. And it comes down to a point where everything must be comfortable or convenient. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.